The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now is Nicole McCormack, non-executive director of Myriad Group. M-I-R-I is ticker there. Nicole, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, before we get into your background and where you've come from to join Myriad, first of all, for people maybe not familiar with Myriad, can you explain what the company's about, please?
Sure. Myriad is pioneering a new in-content advertising technology for the advertising industry. What Myriad does is digitally place brands into the content that the world watches every day, all post-production, enabling advertising campaigns to be scheduled with ease and at huge scale. We're really creating non-disruptive experiences for viewers to connect with brands.
Yeah, and I suppose that's an additional revenue stream, isn't it, for most companies, isn't it?
Yeah. That's exactly right. It unlocks new revenue streams for content owners without having to increase traditional ad frequency, which is something they're all trying to reduce right now.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about where you've come from. On the 23rd of June, you joined the board of Myriad, but I know you work elsewhere. In fact, we've got something in common. That's the weather right now. You're in Los Angeles. We're in Britain, but very similar, you know, heat waves happening. So tell me what you're doing in Los Angeles at the moment. What's your current role?
Sure. Currently, I'm GM of advertising and commerce at a company called TeamSnap. And TeamSnap is the leading technology platform for the management of youth and amateur sports here in North America.
Okay, and you said before that you were involved in a company called Quibi, is that right? Which you said that Myriad could have helped solve some of their issues or problems or revenue streams?
Yeah, prior to TeamSnap, I was at Quibi, which is a mobile streaming video service. And I was head of advertising partnerships, built the advertising business from the ground up. And we built partnerships with world-class brands like P&G and Pepsi and Anheuser-Busch, Walmart, Google, and others. But one of the real challenges was how to insert advertising in a non-disruptive way. And so if I had had the Myriad solution at that time, which I wasn't familiar with Myriad, it really could have unlocked a lot of revenue for me without having to increase the traditional ad frequency. Which is really important. And for brands, it would have allowed them to connect not just in traditional TV spots, sort of outside of the or surrounding the content, but actually within the content, which can significantly increase brand reach and also impact.
Yeah. I suppose, is that in part, I mean, how did you get to hook up with Myriad and become non-executive director? Do you sort of see this as a company thought, well, wow, this would have been amazing if I was at Quibi. But so how did it work out? And is that what attracted you?
Yeah, that's absolutely what attracted me. And not just at Quibi, but when I think about the span of my 20 plus career in media companies and all of the conversations I've had with marketing leaders at brands and agencies, Myriad right now is really solving for a host of problems in the advertising industry. And, you know, in content advertising, when you think about it, really helps brands combat ad fatigue. Again, by introducing and creating these non-disruptive ad experiences for viewers. And it unleashes new revenue streams for the entire content industry, whether you're a mobile platform like Quibi was, or a streaming or OTT service, or even a traditional broadcaster or film, it really unlocks new revenue streams. So what got me excited is just seeing how Myriad is solving for these really key challenges in the industry.
Yeah, and I suppose that's it, just non-disruptive. So we know generally, I don't know what it's like in America, but over here we have most of our channels have adverts apart from the BBC. And I think most people don't welcome the adverts. So if you get this non-disruptive, product placement and all that or in the actual films or TV, it's a lot easier to digest, isn't it, for people?
Yeah, Myriad, in fact, recently published a white paper and found that consumers prefer in-content advertising 7 times more than traditional TV spots. And in that same white paper, we found that 70% of consumers who were polled feel like traditional ad frequency, as it stands now, is too high, it's excessive. And so this is a solution to that we don't interrupt your viewing experience, but instead we sort of elegantly bring the brands into that experience, again, in a non-disruptive way.
Yeah. So, and where are we, I mean, at the moment, you know, in this kind of format? Is it newish? I mean, is it going to get, do you see it getting a lot bigger than where it is at the moment?
Oh, for sure. I think it's new. I think we're pioneering it. And, you know, the two sides of that are continuing to drive adoption within the content industry and content owners and media companies. They've been super receptive to it, again, because it can unlock powerful new revenue streams and also drive adoption and really bring the buying at scale to brands. For brands, the clear gains in reach and impact that we can deliver are hugely significant at a time of change. You know, we've looked at across all of the myriad measured campaigns, brand reach can increase up to 44% in the 18 to 49 age group, which is a very coveted age group, when you combine in-content advertising with traditional TV spots. And impact has also increased significantly. And so brands are starting to adopt it, but we need to get it to where it can be bought at scale. One of the keys to that is getting it into the programmatic buying channels and the programmatic marketplace. And that's one of the things Myriad is really focused on right now to really help this gain momentum and scale.
Yeah. And right now, in terms of when it's so much economic uncertainty out there and people say we're heading towards a recession, of course, sometimes you get advertising squeeze. Does that make sort of brands look for, you know, other options to explore other areas like in content advertising?
I think it does. I think it makes brands look for opportunities to have a bigger impact with consumers even more efficiently, right? And again, you know, looking at some of the Myriad campaigns, we've seen average consumption rise 16 percentage points with in-content advertising, ad awareness 27 percentage points, and spend 15 percentage points. So in-content advertising is a great way, a very effective way, not only to reach and engage consumers, but also drive purchase. And again, as you said, when you start to face some of these economic headwinds, finding really effective channels for marketing that are efficient is really important. And I think in-content advertising coupled with traditional TV spots can have a big impact for brands.
Yeah. And then looking forward there, I mean, how big a chunk of, say, you know, TV advertising spend or film spend will be in content, do you think? I mean, I don't know if there's any figures out there right now as to what percentage is that, but where do you expect to get it to be, you know, what share?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's hard to predict that exactly, but here's what I'll tell you. Right now, if you look at all the media consumption hours, only about a quarter of them can be monetized or can be leveraged through traditional TV spots. That leaves 75% of the viewing time right now without ads, largely, right? That some product placement already happens, but largely without ads. And so if you just think about that opportunity, we're currently dealing with 25% of the viewing hours. We have a potential to expand into this other 75%. You can start to think about the possibilities of what this could become.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Nicole, it's good to chat to you. And hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Stay cool. Thanks so much.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.